is from not getting the upper level analysis first thing. But well, that will give you something to look forward to when David returns next week. But yeah, some of the stuff that he looks at is just a bit too much for me. But we'll tell you what the satellite picture is looking at, and this is the Japanese satellite, which gives a fantastic look over this area. That quite disturbed system. Well, I don't think I mentioned it yesterday, but if you're in the Solomons, and good morning to you folk up there, if you are in the Solomons, there is quite a disturbed westerly flow over the Solomons, which will be bringing quite a lot of cloud and rain and a bit more probably. And this is quite heavy, the downpours, and they extend right across to the top of the banks actually. And now from Uruparapara down through Vanuatu, it's looking pretty clear, except in the east. So I'm not sure if anybody's up there yet, but who knows, they might be going to the eastern islands of Vanuatu, but it does look a bit cloudy, and it will get more cloudy down the east side of the northern Vanuatu chain. So going to Fiji, the Usawas are a little bit cloudy, but otherwise Fiji is looking really, really good. So no problems with Fiji. Ella has slowed right down and has shrunk. And the disturbance to the east of Samoa that I talked about yesterday has moved northwest, and it looks like it's going to join in with Ella, but it's above Samoa now and to the northwest of Samoa, so nothing much to worry about in our area. UCAL's looking pretty good, just a little bit of cloud around. Underneath Grande Terre, if you're looking at a satellite picture, it's actually a very good picture to look at and understand what you're looking at, because you will see there's an anticyclone in the Tasman, and you will see these discrete little blobs of cells. And if you didn't know that there was an anticyclone in the Tasman, you could tell from looking at the satellite picture. They're just small, discrete cells, quite different from what you would see over New Zealand, for example, associated with the low. So these just very small, discrete cells tell you that there is an anticyclone there, and that pretty much covers the Tasman, except for the frontal band down the bottom, extending from Victoria into the southern Tasman. Alrighty, north of New Zealand, you'll find that discrete cell system that I talked about finishes about 200 to 300 miles north of New Zealand, because it's still got cloud associated with the low, which has really scooted away down to the Bay of Plenty and East Cape. So that's good news. It's really, really moved. Tonga, breakaway bits of disturbance from Ella in the north, but the rest is not so bad, and Minerva's pretty good too. All right, let's just talk about Ella to get. This is probably the last day I'll be talking about Ella, because I won't be on tomorrow. It is still a Category 2, but it's barely moved. It's about 300 k's away from Jim. 977 hectopascals. This morning it was at 13.4 south and 178.5 west, and it's tracking west. Now, the report for today, and this is quite different from what Jonathan reported, for the Vanua, Levu, Northern Lau, Koro Sea, Kindavu Passage area, they have got a strong wind warning in force, and they reckon east to southeast, 20 to 30, gusting 45, with rough to very rough seas. Now, this compares with Shainu's report of 10 for the east-northeast. You'll have to take that with a grain of salt. The outlook for this northeastern area is east 20 to 30, gusting 35, rough to very rough seas with moderate southeast swell. Now, the rest of Fiji, Viti Levu, Yasawas, and so on, the report is southeast 15 to 20, moderate to rough seas, and the outlook is east 15 to 20 with a moderate southeast swell. So, and that was a Saturday report, I might add. They do it quite early. All right, Wallace. Today, northeast 15 to 10, dropping to 10, should I say. Showers and sun, and that sort of pretty much ties in with what Nivea talked about this morning. They had 100% cloud cover, 15 knots from the north. So Sunday in Wallace, they're talking about northeast 10, so it drops down. Again, there is some sun, but showers and sometimes heavy showers. Monday, southeast 10 to 15 with showers. It sounds like a report for Auckland. Tuesday, east 15 with thundery showers. So Wallace, Sunday, Monday, not so bad, but Tuesday, east 15, wind and thundery showers. You've got the southeast change on Monday, not so bad, but Tuesday, thundery showers. All right. Let's have a look at NewCal. This morning, Noumea had south-southeast 11, 22 degrees. Mue, south-southeast 4. Bulari Passage, southeast 12. And Havana, southeast 11. Now, I'm not sure what Leah is doing, but Havana tomorrow will be a little bit snotty. 18. East southeast gusting 25. So east southeast 18, gusting 25 tomorrow. But Monday, east southeast 15. Looking at the passage, NewCal to Port Vila, it's really hard to know with not knowing what day you guys are leaving. Today it looks like 15 to 20. Tomorrow, about 15. We're talking east to southeast. Monday, it really depends where you are. There is troughing, so it just depends. It could be anything from southeast to northeast, depending on where you are. So without knowing that, I can't really give you too much more. All right, going on to Tonga. Now, up in the north, haven't had any reports because I don't think anybody's there yet, but heavy rain, they're reporting in the Nui's. Vavau, moderate to fresh east to northeast winds, scattered showers and cloudy. The rest of Tonga is meant to be moderate to fresh east to northeast winds and mainly fine. All of Tonga Sunday is light to moderate east to northeast winds and mainly fine. Now, coastal waters of Tonga, pretty much what I've just talked about, really. East to northeast today, 15 to 20, with a moderate to rough southeast swell. Sunday, looking better, 10 to 15, and the slight to moderate southeast swell. All right, we have some passage makers. If you are going east, you'll probably have really studied what's happening. Today it looks like southerly 20 knots, going south-southeast if you delay a bit, 10 to 15. Sunday south 10, Monday south 5 to 10 as you move east there. The high will be a 1028, so it's a very pleasant high off Hawke's Bay on Tuesday. We'll give you southeast 10. The frontal band, depending on where you are, is coming along behind the high about Friday time frame, so we'll have plenty of time to tell you what's going on Friday. So if you are leaving today, as you are going east to the Australs, then we'll give a call via another boat on Monday because I suspect you won't copy me. All right, the next frontal band over New Zealand, which will come from a 991 low down the west coast, will be on the afternoon of Wednesday the 17th. So that's the afternoon of Wednesday the 17th will be our next pile of muck. Up in Fiji, this because it's going to extend right up the passage route, so I know there's a couple of boats thinking of leaving today. Up in Fiji on Wednesday the 17th, there will be northeast to east winds and rain on Wednesday. And on the this continues right down the passage route from New Zealand to Fiji. It will be north 15 to 30 knots. So just be prepared for that on Wednesday. It just depends where you are. It could be anything from northwest to northeast, depending on what you're doing. But there will be that reasonably active front extending from below. All right, that's about it from me. I don't think there's anything else that we need to talk about at this stage, because I know a lot of you people will be looking at all sorts of stuff or just relaxing until things settle down. So there you have it. And good morning to Pupiri. Oh, field trip have reported in from up there. Partly cloudy only, so that's interesting. 25 degrees from up in the Solomons. So, good morning to all the rest of you. Is there any questions or anyone wanting me to look at anything in particular? This is Patricia, Gulf Harbour Radio, standing by. No, all peaceful. Probably those in New Zealand are snuggled up with this 14 degrees outside. Not very wonderful. So, I don't think there's anything more. From here, I'll certainly won't be on tomorrow.